Okay, we have our second guest here in the studio here at 2ARM. Good morning. It's Warren Bardick from the Armidale Drama and Music Society, and Warren is here to talk to us about the latest production, 1984.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all your listeners.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting play to do. I always wondered about Orwell's book even being made into a film because it's a very, very dark and very deep topic.
It certainly is, and I think one of the relevancies, though, is we know that it's one of those rotating syllabus books that goes on to the HSC, so schools are studying it every couple of years, so yeah. It's certainly significant from that point of view. And it's been turned into a film twice, as you mentioned, and then there's been a couple of play adaptations. There's a short version which is done for schools, but the particular version that the Armidale Drama and Musical Society are doing is an adaptation which was written by Michael Jean Sullivan in early 2000s, and it was initially, for him, it was sort of triggered through the whole invasion of Iraq, and he was concerned around the misinformation, the use of information, and he was like, well, I want to make an adaptation of this, and that's hence where this adaptation came from. And interestingly, for your listeners, if you remember Tim Robbins, who was the actor in the Shawshank Redemption 1980s movie, yeah, so Tim actually directed the very first version of this when it was produced and run in San Francisco, and I think in 2006 from memory. And he also played one of the characters at the same time. So it's been performed a number of times internationally. It's been performed in Australia since then. I'm not aware of many amateur societies that have had a go at it because it is, as you mentioned, it is a pretty dark and it's a pretty sort of meaty piece of theatre.
Yeah. And obviously it needs to be done well because to maintain people's focus on it, because, you know, it really does examine some very, very deep and unsatisfactory parts of human nature.
Well, if we think about Orwell writing this in the late 1940s, and it was a reaction to what he saw that was happening post Second World War, and his concerns around the use of the manipulation of propaganda and the treading on of people's rights and liberties, and it came out of that. And he was very much a man who, he fought against the fascists in the Spanish Civil War, so his political views were quite strong then. But he struggled in that particular war because he got caught up with both sides, and he could see the inequities and the factions that happened on both sides of politics. Maybe luckily or unluckily for him, he actually got shot through the neck, by a sniper's bullet. Orwell was like 6'4", and they kept saying to him, stay down in the trenches, stay down in the trenches. He stood up, he got shot. But the bullet actually passed through his throat and cauterized the wound. So otherwise he would have bled to death.
Yeah.
And he eventually got back to Britain and he was unfit to do other service after that. Obviously in terms of the Second World War, but he worked in, the BBC Eastern Services as part of their countering the propaganda that was coming out of Germany in the Second World War. So that was a little of the backstory. But certainly this adaptation, it's a little bit unique. So if for people who know the novel's split into three parts, and the third part is when Winston's been caught and he's in the interrogation cell, and that's actually where the play starts. And what's unique about this is that most of the dialogue that Winston voices is directly drawn from the novel, but he has four party members who are part of the interrogation process, and what they do, they're reading from his diary, because you remember he bought a diary from a junk shop and he was kind of writing his memos in there, and the party members are actually enacting parts of the earlier parts of the book through a kind of a reading, but it's enacting and playing out what's happened in those earlier parts of the book up until his interrogation in the cell. So it's done in quite a unique way.
Yeah, well, no doubt 1984 is a brilliant piece of literature, and you made the point that I think it's been set for study in the HSC for many, many years
Correct.
Now.
Yes.
Which is pretty hard to have a book considered that good to be able to keep that place there on that particular reading list. What made you decide to have a go at it?
Well, look, as you said, it was actually a year 10 syllabus book when I was back in high school, which was obviously a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it always stuck with me since then, Peter, and always been sort of fascinated. And I've read it every couple of years, I pull it out and read it. And I guess over the last couple of years, we've only got to look at some of the international events that have occurred and the way social media has taken over our lives, the way we're watched and monitored constantly about what we do, the way, and look, some of the classic things that happened in America in the late 2000s around, you know, fake news, alternative facts about how things can be distorted to suit and be manipulated to suit particular politics at the time. And then, of course, more recently in terms of international events that are happening where, again, you know, countries and people's rights are being invaded for the purpose of nationalistic ideals. So all those things kind of swirled together. And I thought, you know, it's actually the time is right to put on this play.
No, I think the events of the last few days with a telephone company, who I won't mention, being hacked to the extent that just our own data.
And
now,
then who knows where our data goes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you think about Orwell wrote this in 1948. So we're talking 70 or more years ago and he was quite prophetic with what he was identifying then in terms of that novel.
And they thought it had all come to head in 1984. It came and went.
What's really interesting is if you know from the novel, there's actually quite a lengthy appendix at the end of the novel, which is called The Principles of Newspeak.
Yeah.
And of course, Orwell died in early 1950. He had tuberculosis, so he wasn't a well man, and he was writing 1984 in and out of bouts in hospital, so he was clearly unwell. But his publisher said, look, I'll publish the novel. I think it's really good, but can you scrap the appendix? And Orwell said, was allegedly something like, if you don't publish the appendix, you don't publish the novel. So this was really important to him. And what I find quite interesting is with the appendix, I mean, a lot of people dismiss or kind of ignore the appendix, but it's about newspeak and the language that's used. And the final date in that appendix is 2050. And what Orwell's writing there is because, again, through the novel, O'Brien is saying to Winston, you know, you'll be obliterated from history and we'll use newspeak to reduce the volume of language and get rid of redundancies and make conversation much simpler, and things like Shakespeare and Byron and the American Declaration of Independence, they'll no longer exist. In the appendix, which is dated 2050, those things are still referred to. So I think that Orwell was saying that the human race can be better than this. The human race can have a positive outcome. And so he was pushing that date forward. So, so I think that's an interesting fact my interpretation of it anyway.
I've never read the appendix, even though I've read the book. Now, with the production, who are the main people?
We have a cast of seven people. So we have Mark Lawless, who'd be well known to people with to drama over the last 20 years in Armadale, who plays the role of Winston Smith. We have Gabriel Don Levy, who's playing the role of O'Brien. Rebecca Taffra, who's playing the role of Julia. And then the four party members, we have Lisa Quast, David Young, Valerie Dalton, and myself.
Yes, and in terms of getting it together, is it pretty much a scaled-down set for the...
Look, it's being performed in the Armadale Playhouse, which has, you know, been beautifully renovated, and I wanted a sort of a small, intimate theatre, so the set actually pulls that down to even smaller, because I want the audience to get a sense of the sort of rather claustrophobic cell-like conditions that Winston would have been exposed to. So it is a smallish set. There are some props, but a lot of effects through lighting, and particularly what the audience will see is Winston's memories, his imagination, because in the novel, you can't love anyone but Big Brother, but Winston, you know, had this passionate and quick love affair with Julia, and that's the thing that he doesn't think he can ever let go of.
No, I remember watching the Richard Burton version of it. I'm trying to remember who paid Winston that very famous actor.
John Hurt, I think.
John Hurt, that's it, yep. And I found it an interesting movie. I started out not liking it, but as it went on and the way they present it, I think probably the thing that I didn't like most was Richard Burton, but he wasn't very well at that time. I think he died not long after it. But in respect to that, it is a story. I think because people want it, does move along very quickly.
It does. And as I said, the way it's written for this adaptation, we have all these kind of scenes intermingling. And so things move from the party members playing something out to Winston having a recollection, moving back to the party members. So it is a complex piece of theatre. It is a very intense piece of drama. It's probably the first serious piece of drama that the ADMS has actually performed in the new Playhouse. So I think that's also a first as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. As you know, it does open next Friday.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that, yes. So next Friday.
Friday the 7th of October is opening night.
7:30, is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And if people want to get tickets, how...
Very simply, just go to adms.org.au, so just buy the tickets online. Mm-hmm. And if you open that up, you'll see there's a poster flyer on the website. Just click on the poster and it'll open up the bookings for that.
Now, it goes through until 22nd, I think it is.
Correct, yes. So there's 10 performances. So we open this Friday, so we have a Friday, Saturday, and then a matinee on Sunday. And then the following week is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with a matinee. Mm-hmm. And then the final week is the Friday, and there's a Saturday matinee, and then the closing performance on Saturday, the 22nd, that night.
Yeah, so there's plenty of opportunities for people to get along and see it. It's an intimate theatre, and therefore, if you want a particular night, make sure you book it, just in case it does book out, but it is an ideal place to be holding something like this.
It's a beautiful little theatre we have now, and I'd sort of say, again, from the novel, we know that all the products were Victory Gin and Victory Cigarettes and Victory Square, so you'll actually be able to buy yourself a Victory Gin, if you wish, to bring into the theatre while you're watching the show.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Warren, and we'll hopefully it all goes well, and it sounds like it's going to be a great production.
Thank you, Peter.
I've been talking to Warren Bartik, who's the director of the upcoming Armidale Drama and Music Society production of 1984, commencing next Friday, 7th of October, through to October 22.